You can always feel the melody.
But listen. But you can hear. That's behind your door at about 3 a.m. if you can't fall asleep. Oh, we all know that's true. There she is. We got open mouth Tara. That's how you know she's having a good time. She sucks in all the oxygen.
Whoa.
That wasn't even like a joke about that.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 192 to Dropouts.
I don't like this ASMR.
I have a secret to tell.
Okay, what's the secret?
I kissed a girl yesterday.
Ooh. Are you dead ass?
Who'd you kiss?
I kissed a girl several times. Our lips touched. I don't know if magic was in the air, but I'm just saying.
Okay, well, we need to know the context.
I think I know the context.
Well, of course you do. Let's hit some intro music.
Oh, you walked right into that.
Yeah, I know. Little rat. Bam, 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 bam.
Boom, boom.
Yo!
That intro music haunts my fucking nightmares.
Big announcement. Los Angeles, we're doing a live show. Woo! We're going to have segments. We're going to have prizes. The whole crew's going to be there. Me, Jared, Alyssa, and we're going to have a special guest.
I wonder who.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Who's it? Could be anybody.
Anyway, so if you guys want to get tickets in the link in the description, we'd love to see you there. We're going to do more of an intimate setting. It'll probably be, we'll cap it at like 200. So get your tickets. I assume they're going to go pretty fast. We're going to also hang out afterwards. We're going to have like, we shut down the whole building so we can pal around and everybody can just say hi to each other and have a little like, not a party, but we're just going to be chilling.
A little shindig.
Party?
Somebody say party?
Did somebody say party?
If Tara gives you anything while you're there, don't take it. It could be laced with fentanyl. Anyway, we don't know. We want to be cool. Anyway, yeah, link in the description. We're very excited about it.
What's the location?
Oh, Flappers.
In Burbank.
In Burbank.
That's where I had my first comedy show.
See, that's where we had our first one, and they wanted us back, and we're like, sure, we'll do it. Oh, and then keep on the lookout, because we might be doing some East Coast stuff pretty soon. I can't say too much, but you better come to this one, because it's going to be a very fun, intimate one, and we're going to love it. Anyway, back to talking fun.
Patreon, if you're not a part of it, you are a moron. All I got to say is this month we're getting drunk on the Patreon, including me, because we hit our threshold for it. I'm a little scared to have alcohol in my body because I feel like it might develop into a dark, dark habit, because maybe it'll make me forget things that are really, really dark.
This song sucks. With that said, we're filming it on Tuesday, the day that this comes out, so I'm going to be very scared consuming alcohol. If you have any ideas of what alcohol I need to drink, and that's not going to make me feel terrible, but also make me fun and loose, that'd be great. Including the Patreon, whatever. Oh, are also giving out prizes for February. When do those come out?
At the end of February.
2 days. You get what? Xbox and Nintendo Switch and gift cards and blah blah blah. And you're like, Zach, but I don't want to pay the $5 a month. We have a 7-day free trial right now. So go get yourself a prize. Go watch the drunk episode with me going like this. And if you're not, I will take you and I will massage you.
Ew.
Okay.
But in a bad way. Like a really deep massage where you're like, this hurts. And I thought I was coming here for a good time.
Actually, I saw a TikTok that a doctor was explaining that tequila, out of all the alcohols, is one of the best ones for you.
And I'm a little allergic to tequila.
Mm, of course you are.
Yeah.
You're allergic to condoms.
Jesus Christ.
Are we already going into this? It's so early in the morning.
No. I thought you were a lambskin girl.
I'm not. Oh. I'm not allergic to latex. I know. I'm not allergic to latex. Who did you kiss yesterday?
Yeah. What's the context? What's the story? Let's get into it.
It was in public.
Can I guess the context?
Yes.
Was it perhaps on a movie set?
Yes, but you ruined the whole context. I was going to lead up to people thinking that I had a lip lock with a potential love.
But did you feel anything when you kissed her?
No.
Oh, okay. That's, yeah.
I felt zero because I'm a professional.
Yeah, of course.
It's like Zendaya in that one interview where she's like.
Which one?
I think it's Zendaya. I love her. She was like, people were like, sorry. I can't talk. The interviewer was like, oh, how do you guys like kiss on camera? And she's like, because we're professionals. It's our jobs.
Oh.
I think it's something like that.
Sassy.
I know. I love it.
I'm unprofessional, but it was also my job. Well, we met seconds before the lip lock. And so we get to our mark and I say a line and then I lean in.
Can you like say the line? Are you allowed to do that?
I don't know, but I'm not going to.
Oh, why not?
Can you believe
it? I feel like you can say a line.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Just being from... Yeah, I would.
Okay. I'll just say any line.
You could say it to them and then you'll bleep it.
I'll say an alt line.
No, can I just know?
Let me just say an alt line.
All right.
Say he's, say he has professional terms. Now he's like alt-line. Like, now he's like the, director's
I,
cut.
Can I, tell you, can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I don't remember the line.
Of course
so
not.
Professional.
Or else I probably would have said it. So I look her in the eyes and we're kind of, you know, having some banter. I just look at her and be like, let's stop talking. Lean in for a kiss.
Ew.
Like, was it a peck, a full-on make-out? Was there tongue involved?
I think it was a kiss, a millimeter retract, a kiss again. Like a sweet dispersing.
You go ill.
Me out.
Wait, why?
I'm on my I hate everything train right now.
Oh, okay. Is that just like a period of time? Or is it just because it's a little early right now? Like, what's the...
No.
Can you not do coke before the podcast? Dude, stop shaking all over things.
I'm sorry. I'm angry.
You're angry.
It's the kiss stuff.
Oh,
no.
It's making her jealous.
I promise that's not it. It's...
Wait. Before we get into that, do you mind if I just wrap up this kiss thing? We retracted and the director went, well, that was awkward.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was the first time like we'd met each other. It was just obviously no chemistry in the first 3 seconds of meeting someone.
I feel like that's so unlike you. I feel like you're so like easy to vibe with.
Yes, but it was literally like, here you go, kiss. And the next few, we probably did like at least 10 of them. Yeah, people were, I think, clapping.
That's so exciting. It felt like I can't wait to see.
I know. I'm.
It's like hard to imagine Zach not being like Zach. So I want to like see him in like another character because like, please, God, let me just see him not be like this.
Why did you say that? I don't know if you know this, but I have feelings and that really hurt. But nobody.
Did you? I know that's not like a crazy intimate scene, but did you guys have an intimacy coordinator on set?
Probably, maybe.
Let's stop talking about the movie that Zach's in, right?
We can. Let's talk about you. This is the game we play every week, ladies and gentlemen. You wait a 7 full days to see the truth, and the truth is here. Tara Yummy, where did you wake up last night?
Do you mean this morning?
Yes.
I woke up in my own bed.
Whoa! Yes, you did, girl! Yes, you did! Girl. And we knew you could! Tara! 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 Hit it again! Tara! Tara! Yes, you did, girl! Where'd you wake up? Say to the mic.
In my own bed!
Yeah! Let's go, boy!
Ow! I think you broke my finger.
Let's go, boy.
I feel like I just won the Super Bowl.
I feel like I just won my chance back. Okay.
No. That was a lot.
Did that feel good?
No.
Did it feel a little patronizing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Mostly because, am I happy about waking up in my own bed?
No. Oh. Wait, hit the thing that'll make her feel better because we're relating to her sadness.
I don't know.
Nope, that's not it.
That sounds like I'm going to get murdered.
Maybe.
close enough. There we go. Sorry about you not waking up in... elsewhere.
It's okay. I woke up next to my favorite man, Sugar.
I miss Sugar. I haven't seen him in forever.
Look, pick up the bag.
That's a very like S&M kind of bag or BDSM.
Sugar is here with us.
That's not funny, Jake.
Whoa, that Freudian slip was crazy.
Welcome to Clip Nation, Population Us.
I was hanging out with him last night, so it's like in my head.
Jake and I are boys. He's supposed to come on the podcast. I don't know where that is at.
I'll ask him.
We did ask him on the podcast. We already have a film of it. I did have something I wanted to ask you.
Is that where I woke up this morning again? Because I was being honest.
No.
Because that was a real moment for me.
No. You've been going through some dark times. Do you want to talk about it on the podcast with guys and stuff? Do you want to talk about it or no?
Not necessarily.
Feel free. But if you ever want to, during the podcast, be like, I want to talk about what's going on.
I think that was me talking about what's going on.
Sweet. So we'll move right past it. So that's what made you sad this week?
It's not sad. It's cool. Anger, I feel like.
That's why she's shaking. She's just like a little ball of fury.
I just, you know what I always say? And like, this is the first time that like I sometimes need to sit down and take my own advice because I'm always just like, men ain't shit. Like, I don't give a fuck. Well, and for the first time ever, I was like, oh, maybe men are shit and I do give a fuck. Immediately then, no.
Yeah.
But what about just certain gentlemen happen to not be PCs?
I literally think that most men... fucking suck.
Okay.
When it comes to like romantic,
what percentage
endeavors,
of most men?
I don't know. I'm too angry to even talk. I would literally say 100% right now, just because I'm so mad.
Hey, brother. What about Jared and I?
Jared's great.
Agree. And then I was also at the end of that.
Oh, right.
Huh? Really great, right?
The best.
Oh.
Ew.
It's on me. It's on me. Get it off. Okay.
Why? When did this dynamic switch? He kisses one girl on set and that's bye-bye Tariyemi.
Yeah. You're chopped liver.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm just sick of you.
Clearly!
I'm just sick of you trying to spit
my mouth. What the hell was that?
I'm fucking pissed. I'm in a bad mood today.
See, this is why you need to vent on the podcast.
No.
This is what this
no,
is for.
No, because everyone sees this.
And call them out. Man ain't shit.
And like, people who don't watch this still see it because I get texts being like, was this about me?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were right.
And they were right.
And can I say something? And that's on, period. Queen.
I'm not on my period.
Have you ever had a guy be like, I'm trying to be like Moses down there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
They've used that line?
Literally, yes.
Oh my gosh. Are you okay?
That seems a little traumatizing.
Clearly, no.
Yeah, you're right. I have another segment.
What is it?
This is things that made me sad this week.
Real downturn in the podcast, but let's go.
Get comfortable, Jared.
I saw a video online.
He's going to start fake crying.
Yep.
It said, every time you save a spider in your house and you put it outside.
Did you just burp in the middle? Or is that you?
That was me.
Oh.
If you're trying to be a good person, you know, save a spider and put it outside instead of killing it. Their bodies can't adjust to the climate fast enough. They die anyway.
Good.
Can you? Not good.
Alyssa, crying. I was thinking the same thing.
Those guys.
You're not on set anymore.
Those guys protect our homes from little itty bitty bugs that want to infest us.
Yeah, but they're also.
Hold on, Jared. Like, 1 second, brother.
Murderous ones.
You stupid, stupid C word.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
My God.
Wow.
You are judging a creature based on their looks
and their actions.
Not their actions, and not on their actions, not on their merit, not on what they do for us. Explain yourself.
I'm clipping that and sending it to my mother.
Honestly, I think Zach is projecting. Or do you feel sometimes you like a spider?
And people put me outside and I can't adjust to the climate.
Zach, we're not on your set anymore. You can stop acting.
Why do you hate spiders?
Because they're scary and they're mean.
That feels species motivated. You're a speciesist.
I'm not a speciesist.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
And you just got canceled.
No, when I was cleaning out the garage, I found two black widows in there.
Those things
will fuck us up, okay, if they get the chance.
African-American widows. Can we just be cordial on this?
Oh, my God. I'm using...
Be cool.
Okay.
Sorry about that, everybody.
But those fuckers are poisonous as hell.
Can you
imagine one of those biting you?
Great. Put a knife paralyzed, in my hands. Put dead. A knife in my hands and I could also kill you, you know? But yeah. I'm not going to because I was raised the right way.
Okay, but
just like I'm sure they were.
I don't think they were though.
Oh, why?
Because they're spiders. They don't have like a moral sense of right and wrong.
This feels like it has an alternate meaning.
You need to watch yourself. I think you're putting an alternate meaning on me just talking about poisonous spiders.
I think you need to watch your mouth and you should be respectful to everybody and everything.
Think about
how many spider haters we're going to have in the comments. How many spiders probably watch this podcast? And they're going to be typing because they can type so fast. And they're going to be like, Jared is a little speciesist and blah, blah, blah. You're going to be canceled.
Yeah, but the thing is like they're in our home. I don't go out and mess with their webs.
We rent, baby. This is Leon's home. Alyssa, let's play a game.
I'm not in the mood for your winks today.
What are you in the mood for?
Rage room.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
I did that for my birthday.
Happy birthday.
That's so classic.
Well, Jared took me.
Aw.
Yeah, Jared. It was what?
Zach was napping.
Yeah.
Of course.
On her birthday.
I got you something for your birthday. I don't remember what it was.
Nice.
So I did thoughtful. Something really nice for her birthday. What was it?
Don't say.
Oh, I got you.
Planned the surprise party.
Planned the surprise party, and I got you a picture of Savannah, your favorite place, that's literally hanging in your bathroom. You geriatric C word.
God.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
Does that say it? Say it.
You won't.
Wait, don't say it because I noticed that every time I say the word bleep it, my video gets demonetized. YouTube's very sensitive on the word.
Oh, I didn't think he was ever gonna say it. He doesn't even say swear words.
What?
You never noticed that
he doesn't cuss.
Hi.
What?
That's like his whole shtick.
It's not like I don't have any moral thing with it. When I was little, I heard
what.
He'll throw hell around there at some point.
Yeah, watch this. Hell.
Yeah, but hell is like...
Wait, I have never noticed that. Yeah. Am I a bad friend?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
I don't think that's
exhaustingly so. But that has nothing to do with this. Maybe
you've never cussed?
No, no. I mean,
you don't cuss. You don't drink.
Well, I'm going to drink on the Patreon, remember? I'm going to get drunky. Maybe I'll throw a couple C words. I don't know. I guess if the listener's going to be in the room and I'm drunk, it's just going to come out.
If someone calls me a I take it as a compliment. I'm like, yeah, I'm a I start
What does it mean?
What does mean?
Like, I've like, been seeing it all over TikTok being like, oh, you're so...
You're so...
Yeah.
It's like, you're so hot, you're so sly. But means vagina.
Oh.
Did you never know it meant?
No.
It doesn't mean dirty.
Does it mean dirty vagina?
I don't think people...
You're bleeping all these C's?
I guess, yeah.
It's going to be funny because it's going to be...
Sorry, Jared. I'm in a mood.
One long.
God, it's going to sound... It's going to sound like an Eminem song again? On the radio.
No.
Come on,
no,
guys.
No. Don't cut to him.
Can you... Game. Wait. Please.
Would you want to do cute or cringy or deal breaker then?
Don't look at me.
Cute or cringy. Everything's going to be cringy to her today. She is absent of the ability to love.
So also, last time I said this game, where the people where it was from originated, they're not British, they're Australian, so sorry.
She was very upset about that.
Well, I showed the video to Jared, and he took a good 5 to 10 seconds and been like, I don't know, but then he got it right, so they're Australian.
Aussie.
Okay, so cute or cringy
okay.
is the game.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Leaves post-it notes around the house with random cute messages.
That's cute as fuck.
My heart would swell.
I would die.
I would end of the movie Grinch on that hoe. You know what I mean? Just three sizes
on
too large.
On that
hoe. You're so smart. of course. I mean, that's adorable. Have a good day on a mirror. Like, imagine you're about to load the gun, and then you look up, and it's like, never mind.
Never mind.
Throw this thing out the window.
She said she loves me.
She said she loves me. Or he.
Or he. Well, I was speaking from personal experience.
That's why I said he. Okay, go ahead.
No.
It's cute, I guess.
Nice. There she is.
You got the energy, huh?
Yep.
Say yep.
Okay. Yep.
There she is. That's how you know she's really having a good time.
My eyes honestly started to well up at the thought of someone leaving those messages around.
God, you need a hug.
Go get him a hug.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I love your sweatshirt.
Thank you. It's Ryan's.
Ryan.
Yeah. I love it.
We support here.
We support our friends.
I love it.
Thank
you. Suits you.
Nervous for no reason. Yep.
Matching outfits together.
Cringy
as
fuck.
Coordinated or matching?
Either or.
I think coordinated is fine if like you guys are like, you know, like it like works together. I think matching is cringe, but coordinating is cute.
Okay, yeah.
Like if you have like a little pattern on each or like, you know, like a color is the same. Like I think I like when people like aesthetically look good together.
Yeah.
Speaking of clothing, what is on your sweatshirt?
A bunch of tits and ass.
Hell yeah.
Hold on, look.
Oh.
What does that say? Named collection.
Collective.
That's his first time reading.
Suits in there.
I think the difference that you said there, like matching versus coordinated, like when you first said it, I was picturing when parents match twins.
No, like coordinated.
Coordinated's cute.
Yeah. Like if you have like the same color, like in the outfits, you guys like look more pleasing together. I kind of like that actually.
If you're having a nice little denim moment, you know, together.
Or like JT and Brittany.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my gosh, yes, girl.
That took me a sec. I was like, who the hell are you talking
Bring
about?
Bring up that picture because that gets me going. And the who gave them permission to serve? Am I right? They served before it was even a term. They turned themselves in to serve. Am I right? Or serve. Is it? Which one is it?
What the
are you
fuck
serving
are
the nation
doing?
Or are you serving time in jail when you say serve?
I think you can do both.
And that's on freedom.
Or are you serving looks? Right? Yeah.
I said or looks.
Yeah.
When you practice how your names sound together.
What does that mean?
Oh, like
if
like
you
Tara Justice.
It's so weird that you write it down.
I don't write it down. You've never even seen me write anything in your life.
Well, Zach,
only because you don't know how. Huh?
She's manifesting.
Ooh.
Who's she?
I love festivals for men.
Not me.
What?
I will not spend the rest of my life with you.
Why? I think you're saying that in a fit of rage towards someone else, when in reality, you do know that a life with me would be
miserable.
No.
Joyous.
Watch this. Exceptionally fun. Look at number two. Decent. And number
decent. That's what you
decent
want in your forever.
Crazy.
And number three, pretty cool. And we'd be serving C word.
They tie their shoes for you.
That's cute.
Yeah. Do you know how to tie shoes?
Yeah, that's cute.
I actually, yes.
Why was that so surprising?
Because he's an idiot. Of course I know how to tie my shoes.
No, that's why I asked you. I'm here to help you, okay?
I think it's nice when someone bends on their knees and ties my shoes for me.
It's essentially the same as like kissing your feet, you know, kissing the ground. Or
you walk on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I could.
I like a guy
on his
princess
knees. Treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Then you guys are the same height, so you can kiss easier?
No, because it feels like they worship me.
Popping each other's pimples.
So gross.
I don't think it's cute, but boy, if I got something that I can't reach, thanks for being a dog.
Just
thanks for getting in there for me.
I would say just let it be. I don't want my pimple pus.
I'll get like a blackhead on the back, but like a pussy one, I don't know. You know?
I hate that word.
Pussy?
Pussy?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You don't like, you don't like
her body had a reaction.
You don't like talking about pussy?
No.
Why? Is it because pussy's dirty?
Yeah, I do.
You mean pus?
No. Yeah, the dirty pus.
God. Ew, that was gross.
God.
Wait, you know what I love, Dr. Pimple Popper?
Me too, though.
You love that, but you hate the word pus?
Yeah.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
She loves playing with some good old pus, huh? So pussy. How's your, do you have any pussy?
Huh?
Are you on your back or anything? Any pus?
No, I have clean back. Yeah.
How do you get it?
I've never had back.
Knee?
Dr. Pimple Popper makes me want to vomit. Like, her videos.
I feel like it's easy to make you vomit.
Oh, it is. I have the like weakest gag reflex known to man. I almost threw up the other day taking Tylenol because
Oh my God.
I threw
it. Jared is so funny if you would have said cock. Like just out of, just been like, I almost threw up the other day taking cock.
I want to see Jared on Survivor.
Oh my God. I would die out there. Like,
who do you think out of us four would die first? Because I don't think it's me. I really don't. I think I have like a high level of survival.
Do you really? Like,
yes.
Do you know how to start a fire? How to build like
no,
shelter?
But I feel like I could get someone to do it for me.
Okay, but aren't you alone?
No.
Yeah, you'd die.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd die so fast.
No.
Alyssa would live forever because she lives off 200 calories anyway. So she eats one fish. She's good for like 6 months. But you would die. How would you survive? What skills do you have?
I just would.
I just
yeah no
like I think I just would like of course like I just they'd be like of course how I lived like what
so if I fund something where I put you on an island for 7 days you think you're just good
yeah I really do
wait we should do that not just for you like that would be fun
all of us together
that no but like I would kill our, him we have our own separate we
brother
can't go
I'd be
so.
I'd be you'd be trying to rub sticks together to start a fire. I would have already started a new economy on this island. I'd be so far advanced.
Or we just find a place that stimulates it. Like how
like
much
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I'd love to find the place where it stimulates. It's been so tough for me.
I feel like we could go up to like Big Bear or something.
I hate the snow. Okay, maybe you're right. I would die.
In the summer then. I don't know.
You can't choose where you're stranded. Like a plane doesn't go down. You're like, this doesn't fit my aesthetic.
Not here.
You understand?
I get it.
So yes, father.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
I don't know what he says after that. That was a reference to a meme, mom, if you're watching. I know you don't understand what a meme is, and you call it a meme, but...
A meme.
Did you see this meme? She's also not Southern. No, she was born in Las Vegas, Nevada. Has the most generic American accent you've ever heard.
Say hi to Tara for me.
Oh, every time it's Tara, she goes, shoot. She goes, oh, okay, black hair, black Tara. She's like, I got it. I'm like, the second time.
Your mom seems lovely, though. This is like the one person I wouldn't mind calling me Tara. I wouldn't even correct her.
You'd hit her.
No, I wouldn't. I've FaceTimed your mom.
Do you miss her?
I'd love to see her.
Well, you should go hang out with her. She's in Vegas.
I love Vegas.
We're going to Vegas.
When? For his, what the fuck?
We're going to Vegas for his grandpa's birthday. And
Larry?
Like mid-March.
I don't know. My mom keeps moving it. Oh. It was supposed to be in February.
Wait. She's moving your grandpa's birthday? You can do that? Because if I could do that, I will make my birthday every day.
He's 85, so he doesn't really know when it is. He just goes, No, he's actually very coherent for an elderly man. I think he'd like you.
But, really?
Yeah. Could you just bring up less certain stuff?
Like what?
More wholesome.
We don't usually throw around the sex talk with him, except for Jared. He loves to hear your sex life.
I don't talk about my sex life.
You know why I think...
Not on this podcast, but every other phone call I get, you're like, hey.
You know why I think they would get along so well?
Me and Grandpa Larry?
Yeah, because Larry loves to gossip.
Oh, I will tell him the hot goss.
Oh my God. He would eat up every story that you have.
Really?
Yeah. You guys would be bantering back and forth.
Dude,
like it's no
imagine
tomorrow.
I'm just like besties with your grandpa.
So the funny thing is, Jared, every time we see my grandpa, Jared has a new girl.
Oh, yeah.
Like literally every single time.
Yeah.
And he...
That makes me seem like such a whore.
You're not. You're just don't love you, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Sorry.
I'm going to tell my therapist about that one.
I'm sorry.
Jared showed...
It's better than being a whore.
Yeah, I guess.
So Grandpa Larry never saw a picture... had never met one of his exes, and Jared had already... They've been broken up for years, and Jared showed my grandpa one picture of the girl that he used to date, and my grandpa goes, oh... The socks I would knock off of that.
No.
Yeah.
And then
verbatim.
Yeah.
And then every single time that we bring up another girl, he goes, she's never going to be that one girl. And all wow. he did was see one picture, and Jared was like, yeah, it didn't work out for these reasons. Like, he didn't bring her. He's just like, yeah, I used to date her. And he goes,
oh, he dreams about her.
And it wasn't like a crazy picture or anything. It was like her LinkedIn profile picture. Like, it was her in like business casual attire.
He loves a studious professional.
I know he would hate me.
You're a studious professional.
In what?
Can you pull up some Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader questions? Let's see if she can do any.
Let's do it.
Listen, thank you, Factor, for sponsoring this episode. And they've got this whole ad read they want us to read. But honestly, I'm just going to tell you, I already used the product, so I know what the hell to say. I love Factor. Easy, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes. Pop a bunch of holes in this little yummy, yummy thing. You put it in the microwave. Pop it out after 2 minutes and you eat it. Oh, Zach, but I'm on a workout plan. Yeah, I'm on a workout plan right now too. I need to eat a lot of protein. So they have these protein packs where it's like at least 30 grams or more of protein per little unit of eating food measurement thing that they do, and I consume it. And it tastes really good. Every time I pop it in my gullet, I'm like, this tastes delicious. Zach, why don't you read the ad read? They have a whole marketing sales team that wrote this up. So no, just get Factor, dude. If you don't have a lot of time, if you don't like cooking, if you don't like cleaning up, if you just want something that tastes good and gets you through the day, use Factor Meals. It's the best tasting meal shipped to my house I've ever freaking had, all right? I'm not playing around with this. This isn't some, oh, Zach, you're just saying it to get money. No, I use it. I use it. I love it. Thank you, Factor. Jared, say some stuff that they wrote.
So if you want to see why Zach is so passionate about his Factor meals, go to...
No, you don't get to say this. I'm passionate. Head to factormeals.com/dropouts50 and use code dropouts50 to get 50% off. 50% off food?
That's actually incredible.
Yeah, I know. That's code dropouts50 at factormeals.com/dropouts50 to get 50% off your meals. No prep, no mess, no nothing. Eat the food. It tastes good. It's got the nutrients you need, and it's easy and fast. Okay? Thank you, Factor. Essentially, if you have an online business where you need to ship things, why would you not use the easiest platform to utilize shipping in the world called ShipStation? Okay, I'm getting a little angry on this, because if you don't use a tool that helps increase your sales and does it as a cheaper price, especially for small businesses, you're doing it wrong. Jared, tell them some more about ShipStation before I punch somebody.
The reason ShipStation is the most affordable way to ship anything online is because they offer industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post, with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates.
89% off. And listen to this. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce business with ShipStation, and 98% of those companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So you know it works. It's something you can trust, because other businesses are using it and they're saving money, thus making more money, thus providing for their families, thus they can have generational wealth, thus they can take over countries maybe one day and have a positive monarchy / dictatorship / democracy, whatever they choose, because they're the rulers.
And on top of giving you those industry-leading discounted rates, they also make it so easy to ship with their all-in-one simple dashboard. You can manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications. They make it so easy for you, an all-in-one dashboard.
Use promo code DROPOUTS today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com. Promo code DROPOUTS. Doesn't make sense not to use it if you get 60 days free trial. They basically know that you're going to want to use it and save money. So they give you the 60 days free. Use the code DROPOUTS, ShipStation.com. You guys get it? Bing, bong, boom.
Thank you, ShipStation.
Essentially, if your wiener's not working correctly, use Hims. to make sure that you can be the him you need to be in the bedroom. Whether you're, you know, clapping the cheeks of a man or a woman, you want that. You want your steed, you want your stallion at full trot. You want your celery stick to not be soaked in water for, I'd say, 30 days so it's limp. You want your drumstick to not be broken and be able to beat that drum up. So, Jared, tell them more about hymns.
What Zach is saying is that 52% of men over 40 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. But it's always been a taboo topic, and thankfully, Hims is changing that by providing affordable access to ED treatment all online.
Hims provides access to clinical proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis up to 95% cheaper with options as low as $2 per dose. That means you got a happy winner for a cheap price. Go and get in the bed all night.
And the process is simple, and it's 100% online.
No uncomfortable doctor visits. Oh, I got it. Doctor, my wiener doesn't work. You don't want to go in and talk to somebody about that. You want to get it online, huh? Ship right to your door in discreet packaging. Wouldn't that be great? Let's keep it moving. No insurance is needed. Pay one low price for your treatment, online visit, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging.
And Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that.
Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/dropouts. That's hims.com/dropouts for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dropouts. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. I had to say that really fast, but I had to say it.
Thank you, Hims.
Hims.com/dropout.
I would be super curious, though, the first thing he says to her, just purely based on your looks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He'd be a little indifferent about...
My eyebrow piercing?
Yeah. He also hates tattoos, so we'll cover you up.
I'm not covered in them. If I wear, like, a short sleeve tank top, like, you can't see any.
Oh, man, I got to get a new tattoo before I go.
You don't.
I do, because I kind of like when your mom and Larry are mad at me for getting tattoos.
He just wants to feel something.
He'll look at my grandpa will look at him, and he'll look at the new tattoo, and he'll go.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He goes, that wash off?
No.
Yeah, every that time. Wash off? And then he'll also, like, it's been a while since I got a new tattoo, but he'll constantly look at the ones I've had for years, and he'll be like, is that new? Like he'll start like snarling.
Is that new? That's awesome. Ew. What are you doing?
Snarling.
That's exactly what he does.
Why are you so negative towards me? I thought we had this positive. Off camera, it's like, oh, Zach, she's so... And then right when she gets on here, it's like she's trying to overcompensate. Are you trying to overcompensate for the shipping things?
No. Go look at our first ever podcast. I was acting the same way then. I'll act the same way now.
No, I just don't think you were.
I really was.
She really was.
I really was. I may be a lot of things. The one thing I'm not is a liar.
You are sweeter off camera.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, but you're also not this fucking much of a menace.
You're not rancid like this off camera.
Yeah, I'm so nasty.
Nasty.
Am I going to get these questions? Was that serious?
Yeah. Look, we've already got one pulled up.
What is the capital of Russia?
Don't say it. Can I do it? Oh. Stop. Don't sing. Don't sing. Stop.
We're on a game show.
Moscow.
Good job.
I said you were studious.
What is the process of water turning into vapor called?
Condensation.
Reverse it?
So close.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What is every girl in LA addicted to?
Cocaine.
Vaping.
Oh.
Evaporation.
Evaporation.
Yeah.
Dude, sorry. It's early. I knew that, obviously.
Cocaine. That was such a real answer.
Sorry.
Who was the first person to step on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
Second. When you drink, you get a little bit of a what?
Drunk.
What's that also called? Before you get
not
drunk.
Not tipsy, but...
Buzzed. Buzz Lightyear.
Yep. Yep, you got it. That's why they named him after that. Hell yeah. Buzz Lightyear, baby.
Oh, wait, yeah. Wait, you guys my favorite character in Toy Story, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, you want to hear something really funny, though?
What?
I saw this TikTok comment where it's like, Tara Yemi's just like another bimbo that all these feminists like. And I'm like, cool.
Sick.
Yeah. Thanks.
Nailed it.
Do you want more?
That was pretty good, though. I was going to say Lance Armstrong, but I knew it was Neil.
No, he got up there once.
Who was Lance, though?
They did the Tour de France there once.
Is the biker that was like, what, doping?
They all were all doping, okay?
He just got caught.
Live strong.
I'm actually kind of proud of myself.
For which one?
For knowing, like, 2 out of 3?
Yeah. Wait, which two?
The Lance Armstrong. I mean, the Neil Armstrong one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Buzz Aldrin one.
No.
I was like, you said Buzz Lightyear. I'm proud of you, too. And I did call you studious. So when you flicked that bird at us, that was hurtful.
I actually, you know, I think I'm pretty smart.
Sweet.
And I think that, you know, I come off a little ditzy.
Yeah, but honestly, so do we all, you know?
So do what? We all.
So I do we fucking, all.
Yeah, exactly. They're
yeah, so do we all.
So do we all.
And so do we all.
That's a grammatically correct sentence.
I don't think it is. Oh, hell,
next question.
On a periodic table, what element represents the letter N?
Salt.
No.
Nitrogen?
Yes.
What is...
Can we cut that? It's early. This is actually the earliest we've ever filmed a podcast. I feel like I'm used to filming at like 10 p.m. and it's like, I woke up like an hour ago.
I prefer it this time.
Honestly, so
I'm
do
a lot
I.
less tired.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
I feel like once like the sun goes down, I'm like, ooh, I'm awake.
When the sun goes down, all my side of town.
Last what one. What is the hardest mineral?
This.
I was going to say the same thing. It's okay.
It's.
I was like, what the fuck?
The hardest mineral.
The hard is the
well,
hardest,
don't answer is, it, Zach.
Oh. Hardest mineral. Gold.
No.
That's actually
one of the softer.
Most, yeah, one of the most malleable
Wait,
metals.
Can I do another one?
Yeah.
Can you make a multiple choice?
Have you okay, ever taken a know, test? She goes up to the teacher. One. Can you just do this? Like, you know it.
Who invented the light bulb?
Thomas Edison.
Yes.
There we go.
See, I know a lot of history, actually. I'm not good at, like, because, yep. like, I've answered the history questions, but, like, science, math.
Okay.
No.
During World War II.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
Hell.
On the day known as D-Day, at what location did Allied troops invade Europe?
Germany.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Oh, oui.
France.
Yeah. Okay. Beaches of Normandy.
Sorry.
She goes, that's not true.
That's not true.
I'm calling bullshit.
You know what's crazy too is I actually really paid attention during World War II, like talk in history class, because during the World War I one, I cheated on a test and my teacher subtweeted me and was like, period three, I know you cheated. And I was like, fuck. So then I paid attention during the World War II stuff.
Wait, did your teacher actually go to Twitter?
Yes. Yes. My teacher, he hates me. He hates me. And he was a teacher, like he was a history teacher everyone loved. And he tweeted, he's like, period three, I know the students that were sick, that retook the test, cheated in the library. And then he came into my math class, and my period two math class, took his glasses off and was like, is Tara here? And I'm like, God damn it. And I was like, yeah, I'm here. And he's like, I gave everyone a double zero, but because I think they copied off you, I'm going to give you just a regular zero.
Wait, what is a double zero? I've never heard of that.
It doubles your grade down. And like, Mr. Nadel, if you're watching this, I didn't cheat. They cheated off of me, so.
Did you give them your test for them to cheat off of?
Well yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, you cheated.
I know, but
you're like the lead accomplice in cheating.
You're the leader.
Whatever, I think it was just like kind of uncalled for to like call me out on Twitter. Why did he have a Twitter?
That is the craziest part. Like why,
that's, we should have
and
more
he was a
internet
teacher.
Beef with
he
our
was,
teachers.
He was a teacher that like everyone loved and I feel like he hated me. And I had to spend a whole nother semester in his class. Because it was semester one, World War One.
But
semester two was World War Two, and I really paid attention because I was like, there is no way that I'm going to get like caught cheating.
But I'm just confused. If he knew that you were like the leader of it, why did he give you the
and
better
not the leader,
zero?
Because I'm the one who had the answers.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he gave you a zero and then
the double zero.
But why did he punish them more than you?
Because they didn't study.
Okay, so he punished you, but he... You actually knew the answers.
Yeah.
Okay. I get
it. Yeah. And he could tell like that, like they cheated off of me just because like probably like past grades and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't believe
teachers
I said his name.
Teachers know their students.
Yeah. Yeah. But he like came into my like second period math class like, is Tara here? And like pulled me out and everyone's like, ooh, because they saw the tweet. Like that's LA high school for you.
I love that. I would do that if I was a teacher.
He like took his
I start
off.
Such beef.
Internet beefs with teachers are now a thing. Like, have you seen on TikTok where teachers will, like, make videos calling out their students?
That's crazy. I would hate to be in high school right now. Given it wasn't too long ago for me, I just would hate it.
Yeah, it would be, it's just like the wild, wild west out there.
One more question.
Wait, before we move on, World War II, obviously, I find it fascinating to learn about. And my favorite show is Band of Brothers. And I have a poster of it on my wall. And Malarkey from Band of Brothers is playing my dad in the movie.
That is pretty
very
cool.
That's
very
Zach, we're so proud of you.
And the first time you met that actor was at the 10th
premiere.
Where
you met your current girlfriend.
Okay.
Wait. girlfriend?
We're not official.
Are you exclusive?
No.
So technically.
Make
out with Tara right now then.
We haven't we haven't had that conversation, but also I'm not, why'd you stick your tongue out so much? But also I'm not like looking to go out with other people.
Yeah, I'd say that too if I was on camera.
You might want to have a conversation whether you're exclusive or not.
Yeah, maybe. Ooh, I feel like
how are you gonna bring it up?
Unspoken right now.
You know, some things you think are unspoken, but they're not.
Yeah? Are you speaking from personal experience?
No, not at all. I just think that you should have the conversation. I think it's important to set boundaries.
Okay. You're right. I should.
I love her.
She goes, I met her. I met her. You forgot you met her for a second?
No, not at all. How could I forget that beautiful face?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Well, she's right there.
I can only imagine. You met, it was like a crazy, like full circle serendipitous moment where you met him at the TED premiere and you were like, oh my God, that's malarkey. And then you went up to him, had a few conversations, and then you get cast in this movie.
So cool.
And now he's playing your dad.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
That's what. That's pretty good. Okay.
What are three states of matter?
Solid, liquid, gas. Nice.
That was.
I'm so happy I'm back in my toot corner.
I hate. Don't fart up in here.
And just fart?
Is that what Josh said? Yeah. Bro, that was so funny. He's like, you just sit here and fart? You don't know what I do in my free time.
Next week, we're having Vinny Hacker on.
No, we're not.
What? You said you're going to get him on. Anyway.
No, I didn't say that.
Vinny, the big V.
You remember when that was a thing? Like in the early 2000s, they'd be like.
My mom wouldn't let me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want to do that. That just feels gross.
Oh, dude, my mom ripped.
You don't like licking vagina?
No, I do, but like posing for a picture like that.
That's like, but like you can also be like posing for a picture like this is like the same thing.
I also don't like that.
You don't do it?
No.
Can someone pull up one picture of Jared like this?
Actually, I mean, I'm sure it's out there.
Oh, I'm not a fan of the middle finger pictures either. I just think it's overplayed. My mom did get really angry at me when I was in middle school. I thought this was so funny in my little adolescent brain, but my mom's name is Gina. And I was like, what's up, Gina? And I thought she was thinking it'd be like a little funny. She's like, oh, clever. But she's like, that's my name. Don't make fun of my name. I'm like, yeah, my bad, dog. I think she took my cellular phone.
I really want to see Zachtris get fucking ripped to shreds by Gina.
Trust me, you don't. It's honestly, it's a scary thing.
Really?
To witness.
I'd love to see it. Because the only thing I've ever witnessed her is like kind of joking, yelling, being like, Zachary.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I want to see Zachary.
No, it's really scary.
She keeps pressuring me to have a child.
Really?
Your mom?
Yeah, she's like, I want a grandbaby soon. Can I put out a PSA? Hello, if you are of legal age, a woman who's ovulating and you are ready to have a child and raise it with me, comment below and do a little resume bio of why you'd be a good mother.
Dude, you better build an arc because your DMs are going to be flooded.
I just, you know, maybe that's good. Maybe this is like, it helps out, weeds out everything.
Okay, wait, can I make one?
Yeah, of course.
What up, boys? I'm single.
You're going to get some good ones.
It's always gym bros. It's never just like a nice alternative looking man.
Yeah, but what if
it is? You have so many alternative looking men and they take your heart and they just.
I also saw this interesting perspective. So, you know, I think the dating show, it's like a live dating show. It's called Updating or something where they bring two people from the audience on stage blindfold and they kind of like go through questions.
Like a love
have
is
a conversation.
Blind moment.
Yeah. And then at the end, they reveal their blindfolds, look at each other, and then they close their eyes and they put thumbs up, thumbs down if they want to.
That's so scary.
A little nerve wracking thinking about doing that in front of a live audience. But I just saw a video where they had a great banter, whatever, and then they saw each other. The guy went thumbs up, the girl went thumbs down, and then afterwards she was like, you're just not my type. And I went to the comments to see what people were saying, and someone had an interesting perspective. They were like, I wonder how many people miss out on soulmates because they're only looking for what they think is their type.
Because they're shallow?
I guess, yeah, if you want to call them shallow. But
coming from a girl who wades in a kiddie pool.
What?
Just kidding.
You know they filmed that. They were filming that while we had our live show in New York. Like,
oh,
they
really?
Film at the same place. Yeah.
Oh,
that's so cool.
That's pretty cool.
What a fun tidbit.
But I thought that was interesting. I thought like
yeah, that is.
How many,
I agree with that.
I agree. You know, there's
you can always change someone's style.
Yeah, the people still want you to make me alt for a video.
Yeah, I just don't really think I'd like the way you look alt. I like
it doesn't matter.
I like the way you are. Video. Just the way you are, and when you smile.
Wow, Bruno's in the room with us. The whole world
stops and stares for a while.
About as tall.
Girl, you're amazing.
Similar.
Sorry. Just the way you are.
All right, guys.
Next.
What continent?
Oh, we're still doing that.
Oh, we can go back to...
Wait, what was it?
How many continents are there?
Seven.
No. Oh, sorry. I thought you wanted...
Dropouts Debates. I want to do that one. Okay. Have you played this one yet?
Maybe.
So Dropouts Debates is essentially... She gives us two topics. For an example, cats and dogs. And we don't get to... We don't get to pick what we're arguing or debating for.
Oh, yeah. So, I played this. I played this with David.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who's two do you want to go up?
You two go first.
Okay, and then you guys determine?
Yeah.
Tara, you're going to debate why men are smarter, and Zach, you're going to debate why I'm not getting smarter.
Nope. Nope.
Be a team player.
I'm not going to be a team player for this one.
You
Fuck
have to.
No.
Go ahead.
Nope. I plead the fifth.
This is why I think women are smarter.
Women are smarter. You're right, Zach.
Okay, let me give you another one.
Thank you, Alyssa.
I think Tara won.
I don't think so.
Tara, you're going to debate why you should never ghost somebody. And Zach, you're going to debate ghosting is justified.
Can we please not do this one either? Please.
Yes. Okay. Why you should not ghost somebody. Go ahead.
I don't think you should ghost someone.
No, you got this. You got this.
Come on. What would Sam and Colby do? They talk about ghosting.
What about you can say I would rather be deaf and I would rather be blind?
Okay. Cool.
I'd rather be deaf because I want to see the beauty of the world. When it comes to music, if that's going to be your argument, you can always feel vibrations. Okay, go.
Sorry, she's battling some demons inside right
now. So I'd rather be blind?
Yeah.
I just think hearing the giggle of your firstborn child would sound beautiful. I think dancing with the one you love and listening to the melody.
You can always feel the melody.
But listen... But you can hear. Okay, that's behind your door at about 3 a.m. if you can't fall asleep. Oh, we all know that's true. There she is. We got open mouth Tara. That's how you know she's having a good time. She sucks in all the oxygen.
Whoa.
That wasn't even like a joke about that. Hearing the melody, you can almost hear love. And I'm a big person of.
Can I win?
Well, you've said two things and you didn't win. I think the ability to communicate is easier if you can also hear.
You can also rebuttal and be like, yeah, you can hear your child, but you'll never be able to see them. Okay. You know?
Yeah, you can hear your child, but you'll never be able to see them.
It's literally the Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian thing of like, yeah, I'm protecting myself from my children and my...
Oh, yeah. Whatever, say, I whatever love that is. Scene.
Can't get enough of that scene.
I don't have no context, couldn't no clue.
You guys suck. Alyssa knows where it's at. Can I win?
Can you win?
Yeah, I feel like...
You cheated.
We should say Tara won. No. For the, you know...
For what? The bit?
For the better good.
Alyssa, I'm going to let you answer this first. Who do you think won?
No, Jared, you're on the pod.
So are you. I see your camera right
you
there.
You have a hot seat.
Someone's scared of me.
You know what? You know what? Zach won.
Really? Clearly. Hey, thank you.
Why?
Let's move on. This is the worst game to play with old TY in the world.
I don't know why you picked this game with me.
Just because I thought it'd be fun and you'd be a team player?
No, not today. I am against the world today. The world could burn and I wouldn't blink twice.
Well, let's do something for someone else today instead of... I feel like giving to others gets
I
us
do
out.
Give. I give and I give and I give and I get nothing in return.
We're not talking about head here. Okay. can we do Dropouts Advice?
I'm sorry. Did I ruin it that bad? Like, yeah, they didn't even go.
That's okay.
We got to save some for the live show.
Exactly.
Which you better be a fucking team player on that.
If you come up to the live show and you're like,
is it allowed to be? Is it going to be filmed?
We don't put it out.
Well, sometimes we.
But
put
no,
out
I'm
like
saying,
clips.
Are people allowed to film?
Oh no,
no.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm having a day. I didn't know we were filming. To be fair, I didn't know we were filming a podcast today until yesterday.
Hey,
and you
neither
know what?
Did we?
I know. I understand. And you know what? I did not. I was not mentally prepared for this.
How long
podcast.
Does it take you to get mentally prepared?
On a regular, you know, day, an hour. But in the last week. That I've had, I would say a little longer.
We gave you 24.
Longer. Yeah, you hold that mic, girl.
I just like hate having to lean over all the time.
I get it.
This is so much better.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like you rule the world with that thing in your hand.
Yeah, and I feel a little.
Do you feel right at home?
I feel good.
Just holding.
Say, welcome back to Dropout's Advice.
Welcome back to Dropout's Advice. Okay, my guy best friend was nervous to go on a date at the mall, so he asked me if I could ride with him. And I said, sure, because I could meet up with one of my girlfriends. It just so happens that the date arrived as my other friend did, and he told his date that I was a lesbian, and I was totally taken back by it.
That's so you.
Such a lesbian. This girl can't stop eating box. Oh, you thought we kissed? Mm-mm-mm, she can't. She loves a good labia. Anyway, you ready to walk away?
A good labia.
He texted me midway through what I was doing, and I think it was strange, but I said, me and my friend are going to watch a movie just to pass the time. Him and his date ended up going to the same movie and the same movie theater that we are in. My friend later said that he definitely likes me and he's too scared to admit it, but why would he go through all that? And also, that's crazy, right? Not sure how to feel about it, especially after the lesbian comment. Any input helps. Thanks.
I was not expecting that turn. I thought she was just like, hey, it offended me that he called me a lesbian.
How should I talk to him about it that like that hurt?
But then he came back and was like, not only did I call you a lesbian and go on a date in front of you, I like you.
He didn't say that.
Yes, no, he did.
No, the friend thinks that. The friend
her
that friend she was with thinks that he likes her because he went to the same movie and all
that.
He just said that she was for the other team because he didn't want the date to think that they had a thing.
Yeah, and I think he's just nervous. He didn't know what to say because you show up and the girl sees you with someone else. You don't want it to start off bad. You just be like,
no, I don't think he likes you.
Yeah.
His behavior's giving high social anxiety, especially since he asked for like a support buddy to go with him to the date. And so I think just him being in the same space, like the theater, and is just, like comforting.
You guys
him.
Were in a similar location with limited activities.
I also think that like he texted her, what are you doing? Because maybe they were trying to avoid doing that.
Also that, possibly.
Or maybe he's also, sounds like your friend. If he's such a good friend that he invited you because he was like nervous on the date, so he brings you, and then maybe he's just like, hey, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
He actively called you a lesbian.
In order to make sure his date
yeah,
didn't
I don't think.
Think
I unless there's more context to it, like he does flirt with you, then I don't know if he likes you. I think your friend might be just reading into it a little too much.
Yep. Yeah, because the last place I'd bring a girl that I liked is on another date with somebody.
And the girl's friend just looks back. Guess who's in the movie? He's obsessed with you. And he called you a lesbian?
That okay. Man's down bad. Mm-mm.
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years, and a couple months ago, I was having a bad feeling, so I regrettably decided to go through his phone. While I didn't find him cheating, I almost wish I did, because when I opened his recently deleted folder, I found multiple pictures of him photographing women's asses as he was walking behind them.
Oh my God. You know, they say, like, when you go looking for something, you always find something.
That's a good one.
You always find something worse.
Yeah.
I've never heard that, but I like that.
Yeah, that's so much worse because not only is your boyfriend technically cheating on you, he's a creep.
A big creep.
I've seen that in public and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? People do that. Men do that in public.
Oh, yeah.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
And I look at them and I'm like, Zach, stop.
I'm just deleting. Hold on.
And I'm like, I've literally looked at someone and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, nothing. I'm like, let me see your phone.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And no, we saw, this is not a joke. We saw that we went to Catalina and.
Island?
Yeah, we went to Catalina Island. We were in...
Catalina Island is an island off of California. That's like an hour away. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, so we went and there was an arcade there. It was just me, a group of friends.
Oh,
Zane and Heath.
Fuck. I forgot about this guy.
We've talked about this before, but, you know, obviously arcade, a lot of kids are hanging out and like playing games. No. There was a creeper in there and he was going around and he would just randomly take pictures of kids.
No.
Like of the children. And they were...
And they're not his children, obviously.
Like, no. Max... Like 9.
No.
Yeah. One of us in the group went up to him.
Did you guys say
something? Heath went up to him
and was like, what are you doing?
And then he got so defensive and so like.
Did you guys get him kicked out?
He ended up just like leaving on his own because I think Heath was like.
And we told the parents of the kids he took pictures of. But yeah, it was.
People are so
disgusting.
Fucking mad and weird. Like just like mad in the head. Like so insane and just
disgusting.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, especially with kids.
I cannot
like,
believe that.
Just drown them. Like, not the kids, the bad people. Like, I can't stand. Ugh.
Disgusting.
Japan made a law about that. Like, people taking photos up a girl's skirts was, like, such an epidemic in Japan. That they
How
made
do you
it,
logistically do that?
You just, like super quick, you know, just boom, you know?
And what kind of picture are you getting?
I don't know.
But they made it a law.
And not, yeah, it's like the least flattering. Like, all right.
They made it a law that even if your phone is like on mute or silent or whatever, it has to make a camera noise, you know, like the ching, you know, whatever. Good. And so good. It was, but it was that bad that they made a law for it.
That's really sad that people are that sick in the head. Ew.
It's disgusting.
I'm sorry to you, whoever wrote that in, and I hope that you broke up with him.
Yeah,
should I finish?
You're not sorry. Oh my God, that wasn't done? I'm so sorry I cut you off.
I've heard that so many times in my life.
Should I finish?
I mean, I'm so sorry I cut you off.
No, it's fine. It was just,
I was so mad.
I thought that was the end.
Yeah.
My fault.
Like, no, finish.
No, it was just like basically, you know, doesn't know what to do because she feels stuck because she's supposed to be moving in with him, but she broke her lease and doesn't have any savings.
Oh, God damn it.
Make his pockets hurt and run.
Try.
Like, I don't know how you make his pockets hurt, though.
Like,
use him. Like, at this point, use him for the house and then break up with him. Find it. I don't know. That's fucking crazy. I would feel so bad.
I would say if she can, like, find a friend or something to
move
in with.
It's better to even live with your parents at that point.
Yeah. Because he's.
Because that sounds like just the surface.
Yeah.
If you're, like, willing enough, you know. dropoutsadvice@gmail.com if you want to bring in some of your advice questions too. Can we do one more?
My friend and I met in 2019. Our friendship was literally the best and she was very special and we talked a lot. Unfortunately, I did something back in 21 and I accidentally followed her cousin and her mom on Instagram. I told her it was an accident. She believed me. We didn't talk for a while so things can cool down and everything can be normal. But I felt like I ruined things. In March of 2023, I talked to her mom for a bit, only inviting her and her family to some events that I performed at. She told me to stop because it made her uncomfortable and didn't like it. I told her that I was sorry and promised never to do it again. A few months later, I commented on her mom's post where she posted a birthday pic for her grandma, just saying happy birthday. She immediately texted me and said, bro, stop commenting on my family's posts. It makes me uncomfortable and it makes them uncomfortable because you don't know them.
I decided to Photoshop a picture of me and their family picture and broke into their house and I put it on there.
I have stopped since then, but every time I see them in public, it gives me memories of what had happened and I don't know what to do at this point.
But I'm so
confused.
Why is she so against, like, at that point when she accidentally followed her mom and cousin, they had been friends for 2 years.
How do you accidentally follow someone?
Well, you can accidentally follow somebody, like
mom and cousin.
But what's the big, I don't understand the
big deal. I don't know what the big deal is.
No,
I agree with you. I'm just like confused.
So this is a guy or girl?
I think a guy wrote an end.
So a guy followed a girl's mom and cousin after knowing her for 2 years, didn't do anything weird, just commented because grandma had a birthday.
People be tripping.
This girl just don't. Yeah, this girl's gonna be high maintenance, brother.
Yeah, like just
this whole thing just confuses me. I don't know what the big deal is either way.
Yeah, it's like if you were defensive about me being friends with your mom.
Here, just treat her right. All right,
I do treat her. I treat her better than you.
Whoa.
You called her Gina.
No, that was in middle school. Mom, I'm sorry.
Gina,
don't take my phone.
You torment your mother.
It's kind of funny because, obviously, you know, doing the podcast, make my own money now, but I'm still on my mom's phone plan.
Are you really?
And it just feels
You're 28.
Nice. It just feels nice.
It feels so good.
It feels just heartwarming.
I do pay for it. Like, my mom takes my...
Oh, I don't pay for it. She pays, she pays for it. Bill? I pay for our TV. Like, we have YouTube TV, so she shares that. So
that's, honestly, that's a fair trade, because YouTube TV is like, what, $60 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. My portion of the phone plan is like 40.
I should probably just pay for the whole phone plan.
That would be nice.
Hopefully she doesn't see this. I don't want her to stick it. She'd be like, okay. Okay, sign me up. I'll get her some dinner.
Legally binding.
Cool. Okay. Thank you guys. Remember to put in your advice. And the Patreon is going to be wild this week.
Baby. We're
filming
all getting
it on Tuesday. Okay. I know everybody's been freaking out about when it's coming out. We're filming it on Tuesday.
My filming schedule, I have 2 days off and I didn't want to be, I don't even really understand the hungover process, but I don't want to be hungover if I had like a 5 a.m. call time the next day.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to do it.
So I'm going to drink on Tuesday and then I'm off Wednesday. So that way I'll be good. Leave your drink recommendations. Leave your resume for a child in the comments. Oh, and subscribe, please.
And like and comment.
7-day free trial on the Patreon. And then we're doing the live show in LA March 24th.
At Flappers.
At Flappers. That's a Sunday. Burbank. And then we're going to do like a little hangout session afterwards. Come take pictures. Come hang out. It's going to be, we hope it'll feel like a family thing. We don't want people to feel like like, I don't know, like we're on some type of pedestal. We're there to like hang out and like all be friends and things like that. So come be part of it. We'll have exclusive merch that we're going to drop soon. If you're part of the Patreon, obviously you'll get to know about that first. And yeah, thank you guys. Love you. And if you see me in public, kiss me.
Bye.
Over to the after school special.
Boom, 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 boom.